This is a waived hearing for Fernando Matia, ADC number 035571. Before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. With us are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Luis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. I will begin this waived hearing with the following summary. Mr. Matias is 64 years old. He was certified eligible by the Arizona Department of Corrections for 31412A, regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. The crimes of murder and robbery occurred on or about March 6, 1974. He was approximately 20 years old at the time of the incident offenses. Mr. Matias pled guilty and was sentenced to two concurrent life sentences on April 12, 1976. He's been parole eligible since July 14, 1987. I will read a summary of the offense in question. Mr. Matia admitted his involvement in the murder. He related that he broke into the residence because he heard the victim had a safe containing a large amount of money while in the house. He heard the victim arriving and he tried to get out through the window but could not. When the victim walked in, Mr. Matia struck him with a tool he had brought to open the safe. After the victim fell, Mr. Matia went through his pockets and removed several hundred dollars. Mr. Matia has received no programming in ADC. That is to say, he has pursued no programming in ADC. According to his progress report, he has no release plan. He's had a considerable history of discipline from 1982 to 2017, with his last infraction on September 1st, 2017, a minor, for unauthorized smoking. This looks to be his 51st hearing before the board. He has no letters of support from family, friends, or the community. Due to the serious nature of the offense, not to mention the absence of programming nor release plan, I believe that Mr. Marti would not further the interests, that parole of Mr. Marti would not further the interests of justice nor be consistent with the welfare and security of the community. Likewise, there is substantial reason to believe that he would not conform to the conditions of release. But that's where I'll begin the discussion, and I look to the input of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion, and that is not to pass, is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge or home arrest for Mr. Fernando Matia, ADC number 35571. We do not have the ability for a set off based on the age of the case, but my reasons are as follows. It is a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. Say poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, poor no release plan, and no family or community support, and that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
Again, the motion was denied and with a unanimous vote, the motion was to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, and the vote was unanimous. And I believe this concludes our hearing.